This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 302,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and the number of confirmed infections has surpassed 4.4 million. In the United States, approximately 86,000 people have died, and the number of infections is more than 1.4 million. A vaccine to counter the new coronavirus could be approved in about a year. In an optimistic scenario, that's according to an agency which approves medicines for the European Union. The European Medicines Agency is in communication with 33 developers, and its head of vaccines, Malka Kava, says it's doing all it can to speed up the approval process, but that he was skeptical of claims and he could be ready by September. He ruled out the possibility of skipping the third phase of a vaccine trial, which he said was necessary to ensure a vaccine was safe and effective. EMI is also investigating 115 different therapeutics for the coronavirus. U.S. President Donald Trump's stalled plans to bring peace to Afghanistan suffered a new setback with a decision by Kabul to resume offensive operations against the Taliban following several attacks that killed scores of Afghans. Meanwhile, Washington is still planning to cut the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan to 8,600 from about 30,000. China has gone a month without announcing any new deaths from the coronavirus. The National Health Commission reported 4 new cases of the virus Friday, all local cross-infections in a northeastern province where a cluster of uncertain origin has been detected in recent days. The last time the commission reported a death was on April 14th. Just 91 remain in treatment for COVID-19. 623 others are under isolation and monitoring. This is VOA News.